USA News, I'm Dave Collins. White House officials won't be heading to Detroit to help with labor negotiations after all. President Biden said last week that Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and Senior Advisor Gene Sperling would go to Detroit to give support as the United Auto Workers and Companies try to work out a deal. But according to a statement, the White House says it's most productive for the two to continue discussions from Washington, D.C. instead. One prison escapee is back in custody while the search continues for another. John Fink has this story.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says one of the two women who walked out of a transitional reentry facility over the weekend has been caught in Orange County. Corrections agents say 32-year-old Janelle Rice has been arrested in Stanton. The second woman, 31-year-old Diana Sanchez, remains on the loose. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is urged to notify law enforcement.
President Biden says only Russia is able to end the war in Ukraine immediately. In his address to world leaders at the UN General Assembly today, Biden said the United States and its allies around the world will continue to stand with Ukraine. The president will return to the White House Thursday to host Ukrainian President Zelensky. Federal prosecutors are announcing new charges after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy at a Bronx daycare after he was exposed to deadly fentanyl. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says they're still looking for the daycare owner's husband.
We're not going to give up. We're going to get him.
The daycare owner and her tenant are now being charged with narcotics possession and intent to distribute, resulting in death. While four children were suffering from the effects of fentanyl poisoning, the daycare owner's husband left with two full shopping bags in an effort to cover up what happened. The first hearing in the impeachment inquiry of President Biden will be held by the House next week. The House Oversight Committee said it will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. This is USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.
Amazon is ramping up its holiday hiring this year. The e-commerce giant plans to add 250,000 seasonal workers to its temporary workforce and is giving hourly warehouse and delivery workers a pay bump. The holiday hiring follows Monday's announcement of a second Prime Day in mid-October. A new study shows working from home is good for the environment. Researchers say it could cut your carbon footprint in half by reducing power consumption and avoiding the daily commute, among other key factors. Findings appear in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science of the U.S. A Florida father is facing charges after his toddler accidentally shot and killed his other child. Rick Hoschel has more.
Jevin Randall is accused of leaving a loaded firearm around his 2 1-year-old kids at a Tallahassee apartment earlier this month. The 20-year-old Randall told police he'd just finished bathing his sons when he heard a loud noise from the other room. He took his son to a nearby hospital where he later died. Randall reportedly had the gun as a precaution because a group of masked men were walking around his complex with a firearm the day before. This was the 5th accidental shooting reported in the county this month.
Folk singer Roger Whittaker is dead at the age of 87. The British singer-songwriter's website confirmed his passing today. Whittaker was famous for his expert whistling and hits, including Durhamtown, The Leavin', and Last Farewell. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.